My name is Amy Mulhern. I've been in nursing home facility area in nursing home for 21 years. I am 49 years old. I have cerebral palsy. It's a birth defect. I was born with it. I've been a mother of twins, and I am a grandmother of a grandson. So I am from Greenfield, Oklahoma. It's a small farm community. So I'm a country girl, you could say. So I have been raised by my parents, and their names are Kim and Diane West, and that's where they live still at this day. I've been in this Cimarron nursing home for 6 years, and my late husband and I moved here 6 years ago. So, and I lost him. It's gonna be July 18th this coming month, from a year.
What is his name?
Joseph Mulhern.
Thank you for sharing that. And can you tell me about some of your hobbies and interests?
I love to be on my Facebook. I love to play games on my phone and just be with my family, be with my mom and dad because they're in the inner 60s. So I have a lot of responsibility, you know, make sure as mom and dad is not in a great house either.
How were your hobbies and interests impacted by COVID? Whether it's the computer stuff or whether it's the being with family, how were those impacted by COVID?
Well, I lost my husband on July 18th because of a seizure. They wouldn't allow me to be with him when he died because of COVID. We were separated because he had a seizure. And that really has affected me desperately. And I had COVID myself in early November. I almost died twice. And I had to go to Tulsa to get extra care for the hospital to save my life. And now I have the long haul symptoms. I have anxiety. I lost my hair. Of course, it's growing back again. Because of COVID, I lost my smell. I lost my taste. And it just really has affected my life greatly because I cannot even sleep in my bed yet because I have anxiety attacks.
So I understand COVID has caused a lot of loneliness and isolation. Has that affected you at all?
Yes, my mom and my dad, we were allowed to see each other between grass and Thanksgiving Day. It was the first time I seen them in a year. I had to touch my mom's hand through a glove, and it was really hard because she hasn't seen me since my husband's death in July, and it was really touching. Because you don't realize how much you miss someone until you see them. It really has affected my mental state because I was so alone, because I don't have really have anybody here to talk to, because I am almost the youngest one here in the nursing home. So I just really had to talk my mom through FaceTime. And things like that. So that's the only way kept me going is through FaceTime. So that's the only way I can, you know, talk to my family at a time. I've been in nursing home since I was 28 years old.
So I'm going to just ask you one more question. Based on your last really challenging year. What changes do you want to see in nursing homes to mitigate some of the challenges and some of the experiences that people like yourself have gone through? What changes do you think could help?
We need to have less, you know, we don't need to have set up appointments to see our families. I feel like our families should come freely as they wish, you know, since both my parents are vaccinated, I am vaccinated, you know, they should come anytime they want to see me. And when my mom came and see me yesterday, and she has to wait another 14 days before she can come again to see me. So it's really hard affecting me because I cannot see my family like I wish, and they cannot come and check on me like I need to. I am in a pouch chair, and I can't do anything by myself.